Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe learning something new for your job. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle various topics in their speaking tests. One common theme that often arises is describing a time when you had to learn something new for your job. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to reflect on personal experiences and articulate them clearly. Let's dive into how you can excel in this particular speaking task and boost your IELTS score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to learn something new for your job, is a frequent favorite among IELTS examiners. It's relevant to most candidates' experiences and provides ample opportunity to showcase vocabulary, fluency, and coherence. This topic is likely to remain popular in future tests due to its universality and the increasing emphasis on lifelong learning in the workplace. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to learning and work. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Q, do you enjoy learning new things? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I do. I find learning new things quite interesting. It helps me grow and keeps my mind active. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about acquiring new knowledge and skills. I find that learning not only broadens my horizons, but also keeps me mentally stimulated. It's a vital part of personal and professional growth. Q. How do you prefer to learn new skills? Band 6-7 answer. I like to learn by doing. Practical experience helps me understand things better than just reading about them. Band 8-9. I'm a firm believer in experiential learning. While I value theoretical knowledge, I find that hands-on experience is invaluable for truly mastering a new skill. I often complement practical learning with online courses or workshops to ensure a well-rounded understanding. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a time when you had to learn something new for your job. You should say what you had to learn, why you needed to learn it, how you learned it, and explain how you felt about learning this new thing. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to learn how to use a new software for my job. It was a project management tool called Asana. My company decided to switch to this software to improve team collaboration and task tracking. I needed to learn it because it was going to be the main platform for communicating with my team and managing our projects. If I didn't learn it, I wouldn't be able to keep up with my work responsibilities. To learn Asana, I first watched some tutorial videos on YouTube. Then, I practiced using it with some dummy projects. Our IT department also organized a training session where we could ask questions and get hands-on experience. At first, I felt a bit overwhelmed because there were many features to learn. But as I practiced more, I started to feel more confident. In the end, I felt proud that I had mastered this new skill, and I could see how it was making my work more efficient. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to share an experience where I had to acquire proficiency in a cutting-edge data visualization tool called Tableau for my role as a market analyst. This software was instrumental in transforming raw data into insightful visual representations that could drive strategic decision-making in our company. The impetus for learning Tableau came from our CEO's vision to make our quarterly reports more dynamic and interactive. As the lead analyst, it was incumbent upon me to spearhead this initiative and upskill myself to meet this new requirement. My learning journey was multifaceted. I embarked on a comprehensive online course offered by Tableau itself, which provided a solid foundation. To supplement this theoretical knowledge, I engaged in numerous hands-on projects, experimenting with our company's historical data to create various visualizations. I also joined a local Tableau user group, which proved to be an invaluable resource for peer learning and problem solving. Initially, I felt a mix of excitement and trepidation. The learning curve was steep, and there were moments of frustration when I grappled with complex functions. However, as I progressed and began to see the powerful insights I could generate, I felt a surge of enthusiasm. By the time I presented my first Tableau-based report to the executive team, I felt a profound sense of accomplishment. This experience not only enhanced my professional skill set, but also reignited my passion for continuous learning in my career. Follow-up questions. How important is continuous learning in your field? What challenges did you face while learning this new skill? Band 6 to 7. Continuous learning is very important in my field. Technology is always changing, so we need to keep updating our skills to stay relevant. Band 8 to 9. Continuous learning is absolutely paramount in my field. The rapid pace of technological advancements means that staying stagnant is not an option. It's crucial to constantly evolve and adapt our skill set to remain competitive and effective in our roles. Moreover, continuous learning fosters innovation and enables us to bring fresh perspectives to challenges we face in our work. Part 3, two-way discussion. How do you think the way people learn new skills for work has changed in recent years? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think people are learning more online now. There are many courses and videos available on the internet, which makes it easier to learn new skills from home or anywhere. Band 8-9. Answer. The landscape of professional skill acquisition has undergone a significant transformation in recent years. The advent of e-learning platforms and massive open online courses, MOOCs, has democratized access to knowledge. This shift has facilitated self-paced learning and allowed professionals to curate their own learning paths. Additionally, the rise of microlearning, consuming content in small, manageable chunks, has made it easier for busy professionals to integrate learning into their daily routines. Furthermore, virtual reality and augmented reality technologies are revolutionizing hands-on training in fields like medicine and engineering, providing immersive learning experiences without the need for physical presence. Q. Do you think employers should be responsible for providing training to their employees? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I believe employers should provide some training. It helps employees do their jobs better and can make them more loyal to the company. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that employers should shoulder a significant responsibility for employee training. Investing in employee development is not just beneficial, but crucial for organizational success. By providing comprehensive training programs, employers can ensure that their workforce remains competitive in a rapidly evolving business landscape. This investment fosters employee loyalty, enhances job satisfaction, and ultimately contributes to higher productivity. Moreover, it creates a culture of continuous improvement within the organization. However, it's important to note that this should be a collaborative effort. While employers should provide resources and opportunities, employees should also take initiative in identifying areas for personal growth and actively pursuing learning opportunities. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Acquire proficiency, phrasal verb, proficiency, to gain expertise in a skill. Example, I needed to acquire proficiency in data analysis for my new role. Upskill, verb, to learn new skills or to teach workers new skills. Example, the company provided opportunities for employees to upskill in digital marketing. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, learning a new language is a multifaceted process involving grammar, vocabulary, and cultural understanding. Grapple with, phrasal verb, grapple with, to struggle with or work hard to deal with or understand something difficult. Example, at first, I had to grapple with the complex user interface of the new software. Paramount, adjective, paramount, more important than anything else. Example, staying updated with the latest technologies is paramount in the IT industry. Examiner's advice. To excel in this speaking task, focus on structure. Organize your answer logically, addressing all parts of the question. Specificity. Provide concrete examples and details about your learning experience. Reflection. Show your ability to analyze your feelings and the impact of the learning experience. Vocabulary. Use a range of advanced words and phrases related to learning and work. Fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to talk smoothly and confidently. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Showcase your language skills while conveying your thoughts clearly and coherently. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our article on how to describe a person who has motivated you to learn something new. This will give you additional insights into discussing learning experiences effectively. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.